Newsbreak podcast.
I will be performing three stories from the critically acclaimed At the Edge and Other Case Manor stories, one of which is Saris, Bangles and Beers. The second is the titled story, At the Edge. And the third one is 1949, which is actually a personal favorite of mine, as it combines elements of comedy and as well as sorrow to display the message of how we can live in a world peacefully without racism. Ronnie Govender was a name I grew up hearing in the media, you know, through Lotus, through SABC. It was at this point back in the mid-2010s, theatre was in somewhat, it was in somewhat era of decline, but still it was very much dominant. At this point, I remember Dr. Ronnie Govender reproducing his play, Your Own Dog Won't Bite You. Furthermore, there's always this book in your house that has no context being there, but it was just there. And At the Edge and Other Cato Man Stories was that book for me. I was always fascinated, intrigued with this copy of At the Edge from 1997. It previously belonged to my cousin. So I always had an idea of Ronnie Govender from a young age, but it was as of last year that I actually became more fascinated by his work when I was looking for inspiration for a school performance which I was invited to perform at. I was looking for inspiration to create a piece, and Jailoshni Naidu's performance of At the Edge just pops up. I was mesmerized, so much of charisma, so much of enthusiasm, and I made it my ambition to one day perform At the Edge. By the grace of God, it was later that year at Sabaya for the first time.
As we observe Youth Month in South Africa, how do you as a young person identify with Ronnie's literary and his plays?
I feel that it is important that we as the youth of South Africa actually get to know about our heritage through people such as Ronnie Govender and other playwrights such as Motal Naidu. You know, they were rebellions of the apartheid era. I believe that these plays, it's actually the threads that have been woven into this piece of tapestry that actually extols our history, you know. I believe that looking at the past and learning from it, actually paves the foundation for the future. You know, it's essential for us youth to actually know of these, know of our struggle, know of our journey from SS Truro to today. I believe that more exposure needs to be given to these pieces. At the moment, in a lot of schools, in fact, I believe in all schools, of course, in Natal, At the Edge and Other Cato Man stories have been removed from the syllabus. And, you know, other stories they've paved the way for other stories to be put into the syllabus. I believe that more exposure should be given to these stories through school, as well as through more performances. You know, the best way that people learn is through watching something or hearing something, hearing someone speak.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.